You are listening to Channel 9, all aviation, all the time. This is the Flight Wisdom Guru with briefing number 8. Leading our stories today, the British Airways strike continues, with British Airways operating over 65% of its scheduled service, using a combination of charter flights, including low-cost competitor Ryanair, and alternate personnel. Hopefully, the union and management will come to a mutually acceptable agreement soon. Delta Airlines announced that effective June 10th, it will replace its existing Delta Connection service between New York's LaGuardia Airport and Chicago's Midway Airport with shuttle service between LaGuardia and Chicago O'Hare. The Delta shuttle currently operates between New York, Boston, and Washington. The new service will be operated with Embraer 175 regional jets with 12 first class and 64 economy seats. Like all shuttle services, bagels will be offered before 10 a.m. in economy, and complimentary wine and Sam Adams beers will be offered at other times. Delta will also add new daily service out of Los Angeles on the same day, intended to expand service for not only their own customers via Los Angeles, but their alliance partners. The expansion will include new 4 times daily service to San Francisco and once daily to Columbus, Ohio, and once every day except Saturday to Hartford and Raleigh-Durham. Lufthansa will launch once daily service between London Heathrow and Dresden on April 19th. The service will actually be operated by BMI using an Airbus A319. Luis Pina Solchen pled guilty this week to conspiracy to commit air piracy, interfering with flight crew members, and kidnapping for his role in hijacking a Pan Am flight from New York's JFK Airport to Puerto Rico. Yes, you did hear that correctly. Solchen hijacked the plane on November 24, 1968. Of course, in 1968, it was not exactly an abnormal occurrence, with 30 planes hijacked or attempted to be hijacked to Cuba. In fact, 2 on the same day as his hijacking. JetBlue Airways celebrated its 3-year anniversary of a codeshare agreement with Cape Air, which was the first of its codeshare partnerships. JetBlue codeshares on Cape Air's 9-seater Cessnas, from their Boston focus city to 5 destinations, including Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, Provincetown, Hyannis, and Rutland, Vermont. Air China will launch its first nonstop flight from Beijing to Manila on March 29th. The service will operate 3 days weekly using a Boeing 737. Porter Airlines is introducing new service to Moncton, New Brunswick, beginning June 25th. The service will be to Ottawa, with continuing service to Porter's base at Billy Bishop Toronto City Airport. Porter will operate twice daily service for the summer season until September 7th, when the flight will revert to flights on Thursday and Friday, with twice daily service on Sundays. JetBlue, known as New York's hometown airline, has announced that it will keep its headquarters in New York, despite exploring the possibility of moving to a lower-cost city. The airline, which is the only airline based in New York, will be moving to a new location within the city. Links to press releases and articles referenced can be found in the notes for each briefing on our website. If you have a story you'd like to hear on the Flight Wisdom briefing, please contact us at blog.flightwisdom.com/contact or on Twitter at Flight Wisdom. This has been Flight Wisdom Briefing Number 8, released March 22nd, 2010. You are now free to move about the cabin.